part of the conversation. Send us a WhatsApp message on +27 73 470 3520 or call us at +27 12 001 7679. Let your voice be heard. Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.
Time is 11, turn 10 past 11 here on Adventist World Radio. We do have Pastor Daniel Hamunyangwa on the line. He will be talking to us about deep dive building and nurturing the church family. We are looking at strengthening church bonds. Good morning, Pastor.
Good morning, madam. How are you this morning?
I am very well, Pastor. And how are you?
Very much okay. Good morning, listeners, wherever you are getting us this morning.
Amen, Pastor. Before we get into our conversation, can we open with the word of prayer?
Yes, my dear. Shall we pray? Eternal Father God in heaven, blessed be your name, Jehovah, for your love and mercy. We uplift your name, Heavenly Father, in a special way as we are going to discuss this topic of discussion. We invite your divine presence, Heavenly Father, to take charge of every situation. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for giving us this time to share your word. We plead and pray for your loving kindness message. For we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, my pastor.
Amen.
To our listeners at home, if you want to be part of this conversation, you do have to ask our questions regarding our topic for today. You can send us your WhatsApp on +27 34 70 3520, +27 34 70 3520. That's the number to dial. We are talking to Pastor Daniel Hamunyangwa under the topic that says deep dive building and nurturing the church family, strengthening church bonds. As a strong church family doesn't happen by accident, it requires intentional efforts. True fellowship goes beyond Sabbath greetings and potlucks. It's about walking with one another through life's high and lows. Service is also a key ingredient, as working together to serve others strengthens relationships within the church. How can we ensure that our church family is thriving in both fellowship and service? So my question to you, Pastor, why is fellowship crucial in strengthening church relationships, and what does meaningful fellowship look like?
Thanks so very much, madam, this morning for this topic of discussion. Actually, maybe before we go into any further, I would like to explain a bit about fellowship.
Yes.
Fellowship is not about visiting members or just coming together. Mm. It's also about knowing members deep down from your hearts and knowing their problems and working together to solve their problems. That is true fellowship. Mm. Just to continue on that one, it is not just coming together also. It is also by helping that member who is lacking something. Mm. So you come together, you help that member, then that is true fellowship. It is not just coming together singing every day, Jesus, I love you, Jesus, I love you. Then there is nothing happening. Mm. That does not pay in that way, madam. And to continue on that one, also on that one, it's so crucial, madam, this fellowshipping. Why? According to Hebrews chapter 10, verse number 25, the Bible says, do not forsake this system of assembling together.
Hey.
You know, as we assemble together, we are also looking for the day of Christ, which is ahead of us. You know, just meeting and then singing without also preparing Christ is coming is nothing to do better with fellowship. So fellowship is also to prepare about the coming of the Savior, who is Jesus Christ. And maybe also, in addition to also, this day of preparation, it's connected also with the mission, which is in Philippians chapter 1, verse 5 up to 6, where this gospel is to be preached to the whole world. Meaning, meeting in that fellowshipping is also praying this gospel of the kingdom for the soon coming the Savior, Jesus Christ. You know, it does not pay just to meet every day. We sing songs, then after sing songs, we leave the place just like that. Doesn't pay like that, madam. Mm. But it pays if we prepare also for the soon coming of the Savior, who is Jesus Christ, our Savior. Sure.
Mm.
Maybe also...
Yes, my pastor, you may continue.
Yeah, also maybe to look, to go into further about that, you know, we look at also this fellowshipping. As I said earlier on, it's not just coming together, but it's also visiting our members. Look at this, the book of Acts chapter 5, reading verse 42. You know, I like this verse so much. It's about evangelism. So when we talk about fellowshipping, it's also about evangelism, meaning these people who heard the word of God and who were taken in a special way for this mission, they had to go house by house preaching the word of God, and the people who heard it, they were also amazed to see that these people knew what they were doing in that great fellowship.
Mm.
And in addition to that, you can even see in Acts chapter 16, as they continued day by day and house by house, preaching the word of God in this kind of fellowshipping, churches were established and the disciples increased. I like this one, madam. I like it. You know, as they came together to worship God and to know more about God, they were being rejuvenated to the extent that they had to, the churches were increased because of their preaching, which was done by these disciples. Mm. And many disciples were brought into the kingdom of God for this way. As you know, the greatest commission which God has given us is to evangelize to the whole world. And remember what Matthew 28, verse 19 up to 20, what the Bible says, go ye into the world to preach the gospel.
Right.
And these people went house by house preaching the word of God, and many people came to Christ and repented. Now, maybe to go a bit further on that fellowshipping also, you know, I have seen the problems which engage in this fellowshipping. Now, like there is something which disconnects us from the church.
Mm.
You know, why? There are some members who are weak. Romans chapter 15, verse 1 up to 2. You know, the Bible talks about us who are strong. I like this one, madam, also. You know, us who are strong, we are to lift our friends who are. So, even connecting Romans and Acts, that those who were weak, they were being rejuvenated by these disciples who were going around to strengthen the brothers and sisters in that way. So it's very important in fellowshipping that we should also be helping the weak ones, to bring them in a special way to understand the importance of fellowshipping.
Right.
Sure.
Beautiful, yeah. My pastor. Thank you so much for that. And how does serving together in ministry or outreach strengthen bonds within the church family?
Very true. You know, as I talked earlier on to say, fellowshipping is also about evangelism. You know, it's very important for outreach. There are some members, you know, who can be attracted of what they see from us believers or Christians.
Mm.
You know, as we go to strengthen our brothers and sisters, there are, you know, we don't just go like that. You know, we don't just go like that.
Mm.
We take sometimes some little things to help them, maybe foodstuffs and other things. You know, as we help them in that way, there are some other members who are attracted of what we do, and that is part of evangelism. And as a result, then outreach is done in that way. Then we are able to reach even different members by all what we do in that way. And we even, you know, those people who are maybe they have burdens and struggles in life. So as we go to them, help them, we lessen their burdens, and then others also get attracted over there on such things. Sure.
Wow, beautiful.
Like Galatians also.
Yes.
Like Galatians also, what says Galatians chapter 6, verse 1 up to 2. Also, it talks about the strong ones to help the weak ones, to lessen their burdens, you know, to help one another's burden, you know,
yes.
to, you know, so that at least he or she can feel that he or she is connected to the family of God.
Mm.
So it's very important, madam. Mm. It's very important. Sure.
Beautiful one, my pastor. And what are some ways to engage those who feel disconnected from the church community?
Yes, that's very important also, madam, even on that one. You know, it's our role as believers, you know, as who are strong also. Those who feel they are disconnected. You know, you know, there is that issue maybe sometimes to condemn those people. We should condemn them. We should find a way to help them, to reconnect them to God, to show them that God still loves them in that state where in which they are. You know, there are times in which we feel sometimes that we are connected with the believers or with God, with the things of the world or what we do. But it's us as believers who show them that in whatever state they are, God still loves them. God still has a passion for them. So they shouldn't feel disconnected about that.
Mm.
So they have to feel that they are connected to God. Sure.
Mm. Wow. Mm. I love that point, my pastor. I really love that
sure.
point. That we must make sure that they feel connected to the community, to the church community.
That's the thing.
Mm.
Actually, it reminds me of a phone and a SIM card, you know,
hey.
Like in our country.
Yeah.
you know, we have a phone and a SIM card.
Right.
So there are times in which sometimes network is bad to some certain places, you know.
Mm.
So you have to align yourself to a place where you are connected to the phone,
hey.
to that SIM card, so that you can be able to communicate with that person. So same applies with us. There are times in which these members feel disconnected. So it's our duty to reconnect them to Christ so that they are not left behind also.
Mm.
Sure.
Mm. Oh, powerful one, my pastor. Powerful, powerful one.
Sure.
Yes. And,
sure, madam.
And how can churches create a culture where people feel comfortable sharing their struggles and burdens?
That's very true. You know, that's what I was saying in Galatians chapter 6, verse 1 and 2, in which churches... You know, in every congregation or in every church, there are some people who feel they are weak. Now, as the strong ones, the Bible says, actually, maybe let me read it in Galatians chapter 6, verse 1 and 2. The Bible says, brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. You know, it's very important, madam. There are some people who feel in their struggles they cannot make a way out.
Mm.
But the Bible says it's our duty as Christians, it is our duty as believers, you know, as we help one another. It's our duty as spiritual who understand these spiritual things. You know, actually, the Bible says spiritual things are spiritual what? Discerned.
Mm.
So there are things which are a bit difficult to some believers to understand them because of they are spiritually discerned.
Mm.
But us who are spiritual, who understand these things, it's our duty to... lessen these burdens for our brothers and sisters who are weak in Christ. And actually, verse number 2 says, bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ.
Right.
Meaning, as we do that, we are bringing others to Christ. So, you know, when we help our brothers, meaning the greater part we are looking is Christ. So we are reconnecting them to Christ. Sure, madam.
As I'm listening to you, my pastor, talking right now, I remember I sat with one of my friends and she was telling me about something that happened to her.
Yes.
But then she was scared to share it with the members of the church. But then, just because she was scared, she doesn't know if she's going to be judged. She was not comfortable to share her problem. I'm not sure if she was not given a platform to be comfortable around the church board or the church members or whatever. Maybe she was judging by looking at things of how things are happening in the church. And then she was like, hey, no, I'm not going to share this with anyone, but I'd rather speak to someone else. You understand? So how can we make them comfortable and make them feel welcomed and make them feel like it's okay to speak about things that are bothering you in the church?
Actually, that is the greatest problem which we have in church, Mara.
Right.
You know, there are times in which members would like to express themselves of their problems which they have to us. Now, sometimes as church board members or business meeting members, we take advantage of them in that way. Actually, you know, I've heard of a story even where one elder was found in a fort and people were very happy about that elder to say, yes, we are going to pin him also. You know, we shouldn't work like that. If somebody brings the problem to the congregation, it's us to help that person. Actually, the greatest part, according to Matthew chapter 18, it talks about how we should solve these problems. If you find someone in a fault, then you go to that person in a special way. You talk to that person. If he or she agrees, then you find a brother, a friend.
Mm.
So whoever comes in that way. Actually, I have read a story, you know, madam, in which I saw there was one emperor was running from a lions.
Right.
So that emperor went straight to a person who was hunting, and it came direct to him. You know, running away from the lion.
Mm.
And him took advantage of that animal to kill it. You know, which is wrong. Something is running away from the predator. And then you take advantage of that to say, this is meat now. That is wrong. That is wrong. Such things which comes to you and which comes to us as a church, those who come openly to say, please, I have a problem. Help me, we should find a better way to help them rather than disfellowshipping them.
Hey.
Actually, we are losing members in that way, and members feel very disconnected about us.
Wow, beautiful one. To my listeners at home, what a powerful, powerful conversation with Pastor Hamunyangwa.
Last one,
my pastor, before I let you go, what role does hospitality play in building a welcoming and loving church environment?
I like this question. Look at James chapter 1, verse number 27. The Bible says, true religion is to visit the poor, weak, and widow. That is true hospitality. It's not just about talking by mouth.
Hey.
It's to visit them. That is true religion. We shouldn't just be talking about true religion. It's by hospitality of visiting them, helping the poor, helping the widow, and so that they feel that also they are part of the family, whether they went through such kind of problems. So that is the role which hospitality. Hospitality plays a bigger role in fellowshipping and in church of God.
Mm.
It's very important, madam, to know that all these people who are in this state, widows and the poor, weak, it's sometimes, you know, it's not their wish to be in that way. It's not their wish. But God has some. You remember that story in which the disciples asked Christ about that blind person to say, Why is this man blind? Is it the parents or sins of the parents or something else? Then Christ says, no, it's God's will to be done by me. You know, that's actually true religion. We shouldn't look people about what they have done, their poor state, their weak state, as widows, but we should look that these are valuable in the eyes of God, and it's my duty and your duty to help them. We shouldn't leave them just like that. That is true religion. That is true religion about fellowshipping.
Wow. Beautiful one, sure. My pastor. Thank you so much for your time. Before I let you go, can we close this beautiful conversation with a word of prayer?
Thanks a lot, madam. Be blessed. Shall we pray? Thank you, Heavenly Father, God, for your love and mercy. Great is your name, Heavenly Father. Thank you, our Father, in a special way for us to have your word this morning to be discussed in this manner. We still continue inviting your presence, Heavenly Father, through the Divine Spirit to continue helping us and nurturing us, Heavenly Father, to understand it more. Thank you, gracious God, for answering our prayer, for we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Amen. Thank you so much, my pastor.
Thanks a lot, madam. See you next time. Good day.
Amen. All right, to our listeners at home, that was Pastor Hamunyangwa talking to us about a powerful, powerful topic, a deep dive, building and nurturing the church family, strengthening church bonds.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.